Should there be an automatic filter for pornographic websites? Ministers in London have rejected plans to block access on all computers, saying the move is not widely supported. A joint report by the Home Office and the Department for Education said that a public consultation found little appetite for default filtering by internet service providers. Campaigners say it's too easy for children to access explicit adult content. But the government says internet providers should encourage parents to switch on parental controls. Let's talk to Anne Atkins, journalist and broadcaster. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Good morning, Anne. And Dr. Sean Gabb, director of the Libertarian Alliance and a novelist. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Morning to you. Anne, what do you think?
Well, I've rather shifted my position on this. My instinct is, you know, generally speaking, is not to interfere when we don't need to. And also, I totally agree absolutely that it's the parent's responsibility ultimately for the child, whether it's education or upbringing or whatever it is. And I don't generally like the state interfering. But as I say, I have changed my position on this in the light of two very significant factors over the last few months, basically this year, really. One is that the NSPCC are saying that it's children themselves who are complaining about so much. I mean, we're not talking about censoring, you know, Dave Lawrence or anything. We're talking about real hardcore porn here. And children are beginning to find it too much. You know, they're saying, girls are saying that their boyfriends are asking them to do stuff they really don't like. And, you know, where is this coming from? Boys are saying they're getting hooked on this stuff and they feel bad about it. So that weighs very heavily with me. And the other thing that I take very seriously is that research is beginning to show that porn, or not just beginning to show, is really showing that porn has a long-term effect on children's brains in the way that it doesn't have on adults' brains. That if you have no experience of sex yourself, which we hope children and young teenagers haven't, if your first experience, your first encounter with sexual images is pornography, it actually permanently starts to affect the way you see relationships. And those two things weigh very seriously with me. And it's not as if we're talking about banning something that we all think, you know, is essential human rights. It's only pornography, for goodness sake, and anybody can sign up for it. So we're not really denying adults access to pornography. We're just saying that in the light of those two things, we really need to take this seriously. I mean, the thing I find funniest about the whole thing is people saying get parents to put a block on your computers. I mean, if I wanted to put a block on my computers, the first person I would ask is my son. You know, show me a parent who knows better than the children in the house how to work the computers. It's just off.
Sean Gabb?
So that's not very practical.
Right. I agree with Anne rather more than she does. I think it is not just ultimately, but in all cases, the duty and the right of parents to control what access their children have to the internet and what their children are reading and viewing in general. In particular, what I would say is this. When you call on the authorities to make a law against something you don't like, you are asking people who are largely unknown to you, who are not accountable to you, and who will enforce the law you've demanded in ways that you'll find deeply shocking, because these people do not share your values and indeed may well have values which are totally contrary to your own. Now, we start off with a law to compel the blocking of porn sites. But what we move on to then is laws to block hate sites. And the thing about hate is that it is whatever the authorities don't like. And they will eventually start blocking Christian fundamentalist sites. They will start blocking American websites that do not like gay marriage. They will block American and other websites which say things which are not politically correct and which come from a broadly Christian tradition. Now, as I said, you start off by saying, oh, this porn is so terrible, it's so utterly different from porn in the past. And actually, it isn't, because porn is porn and always has been porn. And you give the authorities the right to censor things which you do not think should be censored. Now, that is the particular objection. The general objection is that it is not the business of the authorities to tell us how to bring up our children.
Anne?
Yeah, well, we are quite a lot of agreement, and the last thing I want is to silence people I don't agree with. I mean, it is essential that we have of course, that kind of freedom of speech. But I'd be very interested to know from Mr. Gabb, why, what's your proof that censoring pornographic images and videos, and I mean, we know what hardcore porn is, and for a long time we had it on the top shelf of newsagents, you know, shops, so it wasn't in full view, and we did that without censoring people's opinions that we didn't like. I would have thought it's very easy to distinguish between hardcore pornography and opinions you don't like. You know, has it got an erect willy in it?
It is different now. The point is that in the past, although I did not agree with the laws against pornography, there was a general moral consensus between the governors and the governed about what was unacceptable. I didn't agree with that, but it was a consensus. The thing is now that the people who rule this country are not actually interested in porn. They rather like it themselves in their own private lives. What they want is not the suppression of indecency. What they want is a suppression of dissent, of political dissent. And any law which is brought in to enable the filtering, the automatic filtering of, shall we say, indecent content, will almost immediately be used to filter dissent. That is the kind of country in which we now live.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you that that is abhorrent. We're completely on the same square on that one. But surely you can filter images without filtering words. I mean, I'm very surprised that you can't draw up a law that says we don't want erect penises sent to every laptop in the country, but we allow words.
God
forbid. It's very difficult to filter images because you need someone to look at it to see if this is indeed an erect penis or a medical diagram. But the point, you know, I'll come back to it. You start off by allowing these people who do not represent us, who are not accountable to us, and who do not share our values. You start off by giving these people the right to filter out what you call unacceptable, and they will use it to filter out what they consider to be unacceptable, which is
how
entirely
does that
matter.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much, Anne and Sean. Fascinating stuff this morning. Thank you.